And David Fletcher for Salt Lake had hits in his first two at-bats. Finished the game 2-for-5. Now Kaminsky's pitch to serve and is a swing and a miss. But after he had a couple of hits, at that point, he had reached base in 12 consecutive plate appearances for Salt Lake as their leadoff man. Then he finally made it out. Here's a grounder to short. Speaking of outs, McCoy has it, and he throws out Servin at first base, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth. So Servin grounds out to shortstop. That'll bring Trevor Boone to the plate. Boone, a right-hand hitter, has walked and hit a sack fly today. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Going one the count. Next pitch popped up in the air, and this is to shallow right. Deloach comes in, and he squeezes it for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the bottom of the fifth. Rob Kaminsky sets him down quickly, and we make our way to the sixth inning with the score, Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 1. And the Red Ears will send to the plate Colin Moran, Kian Huang, and Cade Marlowe, three straight left-handed hitters against Phillips Valdez, who begins his second inning of relief work for Albuquerque. Here's the pitch to Moran leading things off, and he takes outside for a ball. If you joined us late, the Isotopes started rehabbing Major Leaguer Denelson Lamet, and he tossed four perfect innings, 12 up, 12 down. Now the pitch is bounced slowly up the first baseline. Valdez off the hill has it, and he flips it to Nolan Jones for the putout, and one man's out at the top of the sixth inning. Moran bounces out, and now Kian Huang will be the hitter. We're in the sixth. This is a seven-inning game, and we'll have a 45-minute break, and game two of the doubleheader will begin. And hopefully the rain will continue to stay away here in Albuquerque. Kian Huang's 0-for-2 was robbed his last time up, and he takes the first pitch down low for a ball. Hit a screaming liner to the left side, and Aaron Shunk made a great diving catch, third baseman. 1-0 to Huang is down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now this next pitch is outside for a ball. 3-0 the count. 3-0 coming. And it is down low, ball four. So a one-out walk drawn by Kian Wong. Rainier still lead the league in drawing walks. Coming into play today, 250 walks drawn in 42 games. That leads all AAA. Just under six walks drawn per game. That's the third one of this game, though, that Wong just drew. And here's Cade Marlowe with one out, and the pitch is taken for a called strike. Marlowe tried to bunt his way aboard against Lamet in the fourth and just bunted it right in front of the plate for the catcher. Now there's one up and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Marlowe going through a little rough spat at the plate here in May. He's trying to break out of. He takes a strike, one and two. He came out of the gates hot when he joined the Rainiers. He got injured in spring training with an oblique strain, and then when he got healthy, he joined the Rainiers and was hitting the cover off the ball immediately. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Marlowe now 0 for 3 today. Two outs at the top of the sixth, and that's the second strikeout for Phillips Valdez. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Now the pitch in there for a strike. A 1 pitch, low and away for a ball, 1-1. One coming now from Valdez, and it's swung on and hit up the middle on a couple of bounces to the second baseman, Montez, who fields it and throws out O'Keefe at first base, and that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Albuquerque leading Tacoma 6-1. Jimmy Heron to start things off for the Isotopes. Rob Kaminsky on the mound for the Rainiers, and his pitch to Heron is inside for a ball, 1-0. Kaminsky pitched the fifth inning and set down the side in order with a strikeout. Now here's one outside for a ball. 2-0 to Heron. Kaminsky, lefty from New Jersey, with his 2-0 pitch, and it's pulled to the left side, past the diving Shiner and into left field, a base hit. Jimmy Heron has his second hit of the game, a single to left. And that'll bring Connor Kaiser to the plate. He homered in the fourth inning, Kaiser did. Game two pitching matchup, Jose Rodriguez for Tacoma, Josh Rogers, a lefty for Albuquerque. Rogers was supposed to start for them yesterday. They pushed him back to game two. Kaminsky's pitch to Kaiser is down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch hit in the air. Foul down the right field line. DeLoach chasing it, and the wind pushed it into fair territory, and he makes the catch for the out. And one man is gone in the sixth. That looked like it was going foul all the way, and the wind is picked up, blowing out towards left and kind of cross field from the foul line out to left, and it blew that ball into fair territory where DeLoach caught it. One out, and the pitch to Daza is bounced on two hops to third. Shiner to second for one, on to first, in time for two. The right ears turn the double play. Very nicely done at the pivot by Kian Wong to double up Daza, who runs well. That does it for Albuquerque in the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit and no one left on base. We go to the seventh and final scheduled inning of game one. It's Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Well, we go to the seventh and last inning of game one of this doubleheader. The Red Ears need a big run, a big rally. They trail Albuquerque 6-1. Mike Ford, Jake Shiner, and Zach DeLoach to bat this inning against Phillips Valdez. Ford settling into the batter's box now. He is grounded out and walked, and he scored the Red Ears' lone run in the fifth inning. He looks out towards Valdez. And here comes the righty's pitch. And it is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is on its way. And this is inside. One ball, one strike. Time called and a violation has been called on Valdez again, an automated ball charged. And now here's a pitch outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike to Phillips Valdez to Mike Ford. Pioneers will take a leadoff walk. Why not? 3-1 pitch is called low, and the isotopes challenge. So we'll see what the automated ball strike system called it ball four. So the umpire was right this time, and Ford has his leadoff walk to start the seventh inning. So he'll head down to first base. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Couple of walks for Ford in this one. Shiner's grounded out and walked. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is swung on and popped up towards the second baseman, Montez, who makes the catch on the outfield grass. And one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. Shiner pops up. And now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. Deloach has struck out twice. Oh for 2 in this one. Valdez with a pitch, and it is a fastball outside. One oh pitch coming. Swung out and fouled back. 1-1. One-one delivery is high. And now another challenge. So Brian Servant challenges this ball. And it is indeed a ball up and in. So another call upheld. Albuquerque has now lost two challenges. They should carry over to game two of the doubleheader so we don't have to deal with this in game two. Next pitch is outside, ball three. 3-1 to Deloach. Three-one pitch coming. And it is lined up the middle and into center field. A base hit for Deloach, and Ford takes second. Stops there, and the Rainiers have two on with one out. Zach Deloach has Tacoma's second hit of this game, a line drive single to center. And now Jack Larson will be the batter. And the pitch to Larson is taken for a strike. Now this pitch is up and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now swing and a foul back, 1-2. One out of the seventh and final scheduled inning. Albuquerque 6, Tacoma 1. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled back by Larson, still 1-2. Now the next pitch coming, and it is down low for a ball to Larson. Two balls, two strikes to Jack Larson. Two. Next delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Valdez went to his off-speed pitch to strike out Larson. Right, here's are down to their last out. Two on, two out for Mason McCoy. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Now the 0-1 is outside for a ball, 1-1.
Coming up in the Albuquerque bullpen, number 27 right-hander Rodney Pint.
One ball, one strike, two on, two out. Valdez's pitch swung on and looped towards the second baseman and caught by Coco Montes for the final out of the ball game. Albuquerque wins the opener of the doubleheader. 6-1 is the final score as they scored early in this one, and they had a great pitching performance by a rehabbing major leaguer, Denelson Lament. Tacoma had just two hits. We'll recap game one of our doubleheader in our in-between game show right after this.
Nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, Albuquerque takes the opener of the doubleheader by a final score of 6-1. And they scored early in this one. Connor Wade got into and out of a jam in the first. The Red Deers starter got Ellis Montero to ground into a double play with two on and one out. But in the second inning, Albuquerque started to put some runs on the scoreboard. Aaron Shunk hit a leadoff double. And then with one out, Trevor Boone drew a walk. Jimmy Heron singled into right center, scoring Shunk, and Connor Kaiser hit a sack fly. They scored two in the second. And then they got three in the third when Coco Montes hit a leadoff double down the left field line. With one out, Ellis Montero singled him in to make it 3-0. Shunk doubled to the corner, putting runners at second and third. Brian Servin singled to left field, scoring Montero to make it 4-0. And then Trevor Boone hit a deep sacrifice fly to left to make it 5-0 in the third. In the fourth inning, Kaiser at the plate hit a foul pop-up that was dropped for an error. He got to continue his at-bat, and he made the most of it, launching a solo homer to left field, fourth of the year for Connor Kaiser. That made it 6-0 in the fourth. Rainiers did not have a base runner in the first four innings of this game against Denelson Lamet. The rehabbing Rocky went 12 up, 12 down, struck out the side in the first inning, notched another strikeout to finish with four, needed just 35 pitches to get through four innings. Once he was done with his rehab assignment, Albuquerque brought in Phillips Valdez, a former Rainier, and Valdez immediately started walking people. He walked Mike Ford and Jake Shiner back-to-back in the fifth inning. And then with one out, Jack Larson singled to center field. It scored Ford from second base, and the Rainiers were on the scoreboard. It was 6-1. The Rainiers got more base runners in the sixth and seventh innings against Valdez, including another hit. Deloach singled to center with one out in the seventh, but they didn't score any more runs, and Albuquerque takes it 6-1 is the final score. Final totals for game one of the doubleheader for Albuquerque, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and they left 4 on base. Tacoma, 1 run, 2 hits, 2 errors, and the Rainiers left 4 on base. Winning pitcher is Phillips Valdez. He is 3-2. The loss goes to Connor Wade. He falls to 0-1. Time of the ball game, just 1 hour and 40 minutes. Now the attendance will be announced during game two, which is going to start at 6:10 Pacific. So that's 40 minutes from right now. Mentioned earlier, but a little longer break between innings because they are doing a Little League Day parade here between games of the doubleheader. It's underway now, by the way, and there are thousands of Little Leaguers lined up to be in this parade that's going from around the warning track, from the left field foul pole through and around, or around the outfield warning track, and then in front of the dugouts, and I don't know where they're going to leave. They haven't reached that point yet, but they're lined up all around the outskirts of the park for this Little League Day parade, complete with banners and signs and the whole works. That's what's going on now here at Isotopes Park. Well, I'm going to take a break for the next 35 minutes or so, and when the teams take the field for the start of game two, we will come back live and bring you game two. We'll just leave the sounds of the ballpark on here between games of this double dip. Albuquerque wins the opener 6-1. We'll talk to you in about 35 to 40 minutes or so.
South Valley Little League, the minor Yankees. Westgate Little League, the Major Padres. Also from Westgate, the Rookie Angels. From Sunset, we got the Dodgers in the house. Also from Sunset, the Senior Giants. With a Division West rivalry going on here. From the land, let's hear it for the Rangers softball team. Also from the land, we got the Cardinals joining us. And the New York T-Ball Mets from the land. From Santa Fe, Little League, let's hear it for the Rattlers. From Cibola, the Padres. And the Blue Jays from Sunset. From Berlin, Little League, the T-Ball Yankees. And from Sunset, the Major Dodgers. And the Astros stole their sign, they say. From Westgate, we got the T-Ball Cubbies. And behind them from Sunset, let's hear for the White Sox. We got some T-Ball Mets in the house. And the Marlins right behind them. From Thunderbird, the White Sox. The Diamondbacks behind them. We also got the Pirates joining us tonight. From South Valley, Italy, we got the Tigers in the house. Advanced game two scheduled to begin at 7:10. Game two this evening will begin at 7:10. Giants
Once again, fans, if you're just joining us, we are playing a doubleheader this evening, 2-7 in contests. Game 2 set to begin at roughly 7:10. Thank you. From Sunset Italy, we have the Minor Cubs. Also from Sunset, the Orioles are joining us. And the Sunset Dodgers. From Thunderbird, the Rays. And from Sunset, the Red Sox and the Indians. Sunset Major Red Sox as well. And the Sunset Minor Red Sox, Boston, rolling deep tonight. Let's give up the Sunset Braves. From South Valley, the Cubs and the Dodgers. And the Minor Dodgers from South Valley, Little League. From South Valley, let's make some noise for the Braves. South Valley, the Red Sox. High five in the crowd. And from South Valley, we got the Mets joining us. From Cibola Little League, the Minor Cubs. From Sunset, the Naval Academy, Lady Midshipman. From Sunset, we got the Athletics in the house tonight. Also from Sunset, let's hear the T-Ball Angels stirring their way down. This next banner took some work. We got a rising moon. That's a baseball. This thing is gorgeous. From South Valley, let's hear for the Rockies softball team. From the land, we got the Dodgers softball team. From South Valley, Little League, the T-Ball Braves. From South Valley, the softball Yankees. Also from South Valley, the softball Braves. And from Thunderbird, the T-Ball Dodgers. From Sunset, let's hear it for the T-Ball Diamondbacks. We got the Charger Aquatic Swim Team in the house. And from Sunset, the Cubbies. From the Little League, the Major Dodgers. From South Valley, Little League, the T-Ball Cubs. From Westgate, the T-Ball Athletics. And from South Valley, let's hear from the Diamondbacks. From Sunset, Little League, the Golden Gopher Softball Team. And behind them, the Yankees of Sunset. That's it for the Thunderbird Minor Tigers softball team.
from Thunderbird, the Rockies softball team. From Sunset, we got the Phillies joining us. From Sunset, the team of Dodgers. Also from Sunset, the Huskies. From Sunset, the Minor Astros. And then we have them also from Sunset, the Major Astros. From Sunset, the League, the Minor Rockies. From Sunset, the Wildcat softball team. And from Sunset, the Astros. The T-Ball Cowboys from Sunset. We got the rookie Braves from Sunset. And from Sunset, we got the Rockies with Urban making an appearance. Might win some points with that one. From South Valley Little League, that's here for the Royals. Also from South Valley, the Minor Red Sox. From Thunderbird, we got the Braves joining us. And the Braves of Sunset are here. Some T-Ballers. Let's give it up for the Yankees of Sunset, Little League. From Sunset, we got the T-Ball Yankees. And behind them, the Red Sox of Sunset. From South Valley, the T-Ball Yankees. From South Valley Little League, we have the softball rookie Yankees.
from South Valley, the Major Yankees. From Sunset, the Mariners are joining us. And also from Sunset, the Wildcat softball team. Sunset, the rookie Cardinals, and the T-Ball Cardinals. Our fans on this limited sports night, including our parade, we have the undefeated Rockford Peaches and the Warriors.
Thank you. Please turn your attention to the front of the pitcher's mound for tonight's ceremonial first pitch. Sam Shee, the Vice President of Student and Donor Engagement, on behalf of New Mexico Highlands University Rio Rancho Center, the sponsor of tonight's fireworks show, please welcome Terry Law. Catching behind home plate is Brian Servin. Okay, Terry, let's see that pitch.
Her son's traveling baseball team, and is the analyst on the Logo Radio broadcast. Please welcome Nikki Heckrock-Flabato. Our third ambassador is one of the greatest female track athletes in New Mexico history. Before track and field was offered to girls in high school, she was part of the Duke City Dashers that put New Mexico on the national map. Specializing in the 800, she was a collegiate All-American in track and cross country. She competed in the AAU National Championships five times, a member of the U.S. Junior Olympic team, a finalist for the 1976 Olympic Trials, and won the 1979 AIAW National Title. Please welcome New Mexico Sports Hall of Fame member, Sufi Hill McEachin. Our final ambassador is a graduate of Manzano High School who has dedicated her life to sports as an athlete, coach, and now administrator. She played basketball, volleyball, and track in high school and played on the Logo women's basketball team in college. She coached boys and girls basketball, track and field, and soccer. Since 2012, she served as the executive director of the New Mexico Activities Association. Please welcome a member of the New Mexico Sports Hall of Fame, Sally Marquez. Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in a round of applause for these amazing women. Now to celebrate with the first pitch. Automatic ball strike system. A graphic on the video board will show the result. Each team is permitted three challenges. If a challenge is correct, teams retain that challenge. And now taking the field, your Albuquerque Isotopes.
Welcome back to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we are getting ready for the start of Game 2 of today's doubleheader between the Rainiers and the Albuquerque Isotopes. Mike Curto with you from Isotopes Park. Albuquerque won the first game of the double dip 6-1, and they have just taken the field, the Isotopes have, to start Game 2. Here are the starting lineups for Tacoma, now 19-24 on the year. John Russell, the Rainiers manager, decides to lead off with Mason McCoy. He's at shortstop. Batting second, playing right field, is Cade Marlowe. Jake Shiner hits third. He's at third base. The cleanup hitter is Brian O'Keefe. He's the DH. Batting fifth is center fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting sixth and playing left field is Cooper Hummel. Pat Valleca bats seventh and plays first base. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Jacob Nottingham. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Cesar Hernandez. On the mound for the Rainiers will be Jose Rodriguez. The Isotopes of Albuquerque are managed by Pedro Lopez. They are the Rockies affiliate. They are 19-24 on the year. They're going to lead off with Hunter Stovall at second base. Batting second, center fielder Jimmy Herron. Hitting third, shortstop Coco Montez. Alaris Montero bats cleanup, plays first base. Hitting fifth, Aaron Shunk. He's at third. Jonathan Morales catches and bats sixth. Trevor Boone hits seventh. He's in right field. Batting eighth, D.H. Daniel Cope. And hitting ninth, the left fielder, Yorvis Torrealba. On the mound, Josh Rogers. He's finished his warm-up pitches. And the Rainiers leadoff man, Mason McCoy, settles into the batter's box. Rainiers facing a left-handed pitcher in this one. Tacoma is 6-9 in games this year started by opposing lefties. First pitch to Mason McCoy is in there for a strike. So we are underway. 68 degrees, our game time temperature for Game 2. How about this? Mason McCoy just challenged the very first pitch of the game and lost. All right, thanks, Mason, for getting this automated ball strike challenge system game started. Not a fan. It was funny, though, first pitch. So 0-1 to McCoy. Rainiers have two challenges left. Next pitch misses for a ball. No one challenges. Yeah, the 1-1. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. That's strike two. McCoy in the opening game was 0-3. Oh, he's behind in the count here. One ball, two strikes. Rogers into his motion, and his pitch is swung on and fouled back. Rogers making his ninth appearance and fourth start for Albuquerque. He's 1-2 with a 7.76 ERA in 26 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 36 hits, only 9 walks, has struck out 25. He's given up 10 homers. 1-2 pitch to McCoy, grounded to third. That's scooped up by Shunk, who throws to first in time for the out, and one man's gone in the first inning of Game 2. We'll see if the Rainiers can get the offense going in this game. They had only two hits in the opening game, a pair of singles. And really, other than the first game of the series here on Tuesday, they have not swung the bats well on this trip to Albuquerque. Here's Cade Marlowe. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back, strike one. Marlowe was 0-3 in the opener. Oh-1 pitch coming from the lefty, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. Josh Rogers has quite a bit of major league time, mostly in the Beltway. He's been with both the Washington Nationals and the Baltimore Orioles. P- parts of 4 years in the big leagues. His pitch is outside to Marlowe. One ball, two strikes. And the next pitch is outside, just a little bit off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. No wind blowing as this game begins. Big crowd on hand as they really started to filter in over the course of the first game. 2-2 pitches inside, ball three. The Little League Day parade that went on between games of the doubleheader. Easily well over 1,000 Little Leaguers. Here's a liner caught at first base by Montero, and that's the second out. At the top of the first inning, Cade Marlowe lines out to first, and two men are gone, and now Jake Shiner will be the batter. And with this being the only pro baseball team in the state of New Mexico, on their Little League Day, they've got Little League teams coming in from all over the place to walk the parade and come to the game. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Shiner. Oh, and won the count. Shiner was 0 for 2 with a walk in the opening game. Now hitting 276 on the year. Rogers' pitch is popped up foul down the first baseline, chasing Montero in foul territory, and he makes the catch on the move down the right field line. Nicely done by the Albuquerque first baseman, and the Red Deers go in order in the top of the first, to three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first inning here at Isotopes Park. Tacoma nothing, Albuquerque coming to the plate.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, the Red Deers went down in order in the top of the first inning, and now we head to the bottom of the first inning of game two of today's doubleheader. This game, like the opening game, is a seven-inning game, or that's what it's scheduled for anyway. Jose Rodriguez on the mound for the Red Deers, making his eighth start and ninth appearance. He's 1-4 with a 4.78 ERA. And his first pitch to Hunter Stovall is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Rodriguez has had good control for the Red Deers, walking 10 and 37 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 52 hits, has struck out 23. His next pitch is outside for a ball. And he's had really an amazing ability to induce double play grounders when there are men on base. We'll see if that trend continues today. Well, this pitch is popped up into shallow left center. Back goes McCoy, and in comes the left fielder, Hummel, and Hummel makes the catch. And that's the first out of the first inning. I thought at first McCoy might be required to make another incredible play in shallow left field like he did in the first game. But no, this time the left fielder got there. One out, and now Jimmy Herron is the batter. Heron, right-hand hitter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Heron had two hits in the opening game and is batting .310 with five homers this year. Next pitch, hit in the air to left field, and this is a more routine play. Hummel lining it up, but he makes the catch, and there's out number two. The first two batters have flied out to Cooper Hummel in left field. And now Coco Montez is the batter. He's a right-hand hitter, and Rodriguez's pitch is a fastball up high, ball one. Montez was 2-for-3 in the first game. One-0 pitch in there for a called strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. Now this pitch misses for a ball. So 2-1 now. Rodriguez working with Jacob Nottingham behind the plate. And the pitch is ball three. Three and one the count. And the pitch swung on, bounced foul, third base side. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from Rodriguez. And he misses a little low for a ball. It's a two-out walk. Montez heads down to first base. And now Alaris Montero comes to the plate. Montero, right-hand hitter, big power threat. Went 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the opening game today. Now hitting .344 with nine homers and 90 at-bats, and he takes a pitch up and away for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count. Next pitch is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch from Rodriguez. And that evens up the count, 1-1. Next pitch coming from the righty. Swing and a miss, strike two. And Rodriguez out ahead of the count now. Jose Rodriguez, 27 years old, from Bolivar, Venezuela, has been called up by the Mariners one time this year and got into one game as a reliever, a long reliever, pitched three innings in that game. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Montero with a runner at first and two outs. And it swung on and hit to deep left field. Back it goes, and it is gone. Alaris Montero with his 10th homer in just 23 games for Albuquerque this year. Got a slider hanging out over the plate, and he roped it to left field, and the Isotopes take a 2-0 lead at the bottom of the first inning. So Montero puts Albuquerque on the scoreboard. They lead the league in hitting home runs. The Mile High Ballpark is certainly a part of that. That was their 72nd of the year right there. And now Aaron Shunk will be the batter. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Next delivery. Misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. And this one is outside. Two balls, one strike to Aaron Shunk, who had two hits, both doubles in the opening game, and scored a couple of runs. And he swings, and it's a soft liner to short, and McCoy catches it, and that is the final out at the bottom of the first inning. But Albuquerque gets two runs on one hit, the Ellerice Montero homer. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the second inning. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing.
Ready for an MVP move? No matter what size your business is, Tacoma Power may be able to help reduce operating expenses. Making your business more energy efficient can help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
2-0 Albuquerque with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the second inning of play here in game two of this doubleheader. Brian O'Keefe, Zach Deloach, and Cooper Humble to bat here at the top of the second inning against the veteran left-hander Josh Rogers. And Rogers' pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rogers set down the side in order in the first. And his next pitch is lined into center, and there's a base hit for Brian O'Keefe. A clean single into center field, and he's aboard to start things off in the second inning. So the Red Hares got their first hit of the game out of the way much earlier in game two. Didn't have a hit until the fifth inning in game one. But O'Keefe leads off the second with a single to center. And now Zach Deloach is the batter. Deloach playing center field in this game, instead of the corner and right like he normally does, and he takes a strike. Deloach had one of the right ears, two hits in the opener, went 1-for-3. 0-1 pitch, swung on, fouled away, third base side. Count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Deloach. And Rogers now with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and that's the first strikeout of the night for Josh Rogers. One out, and now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. Rogers pitched college baseball at Louisville. He grew up in Indiana. Now the pitch is outside for a ball to Cooper Hummel, 1-0. Now the 1-0 outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So Hummel, who has a knack for drawing the walk, is out ahead in the count again, 2-0. And the pitch is swung on and lined into left field, and there's a base hit, a rocket off the bat of Hummel. O'Keefe has to stop at second base. Tacoma with two on and one out here in the top of the second inning. Hummel really stroked that pitch into left field. So now Pat Valleca, the former Albuquerque Isotope, comes to the plate. Valleca hitting .264 in 18 games for Tacoma. .371 on base percentage. He spent parts of 4 years with the Isotopes. And the pitch is taken high for a ball, 1-0. And he's also spent quite a bit of time with the Rockies in the big leagues. The Rockies were his original organization. They drafted him at a UCLA. As here's one inside. 2-0 to Valleca. Now the 2-0 pitch, swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. Rainier's down 2-0. We're in the top of the second inning. An opportunity here with two on and one out. And the pitch to Valleca is grounded foul, third base side. And that evens up the count now. It's 2-2. Now Rogers is ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is inside and in the dirt and blocked nicely by the catcher, Morales. And now it's a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two on, one out. On deck is Jacob Nottingham. Pat Valleca looks out towards the mound. And now here's Rogers with his 3-2 pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line, giving chase Montero and the right fielder Boone in foul territory. It's out of play. It hit the netting. It protects the fans down the right field line here at Isotopes Park. So still three balls, two strikes to Valleca. Now here's the 3-2. Swung on, fouled away again. Valleca seeing some pitches here, making Rogers throw some. And that's good to see after in the opening game to Nelson Lamet. Needed just 35 pitches to get through the first four innings. .32 for the third time to Valleca. Swing and a miss, strike three. They got him with a breaking ball, and that's the second out at the top of the second inning. Slider down and in. Valleca couldn't lay off of it, and Rogers has his second strikeout, and now the Rainiers are going to hope for a big hit off the bat of Jacob Nottingham. Nottingham hitting .211 with four homers in 57 at-bats this year. Has a lot of power. And Nottingham settles into the batter's box now. O'Keefe is at second and Hummel at first. And the pitch from Rogers is swung on and hit high in the sky to left center, giving chase Torrealba and Heron. And at the edge of the warning track, it's Heron who makes the catch. And that is the final out at the top of the second inning. The Rainiers threaten but they do not score. They had two hits. They leave two stranded. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Albuquerque 2, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now, which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully, with a great insurance partner like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7, because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at PropelInsurance.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at LightDentalStudios.com.
Two nothing. Albuquerque leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Jonathan Morales, Trevor Boone, and Daniel Cope to bat this inning against Jose Rodriguez. Montero hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the first for the Colorado Rockies AAA club. So Morales settles in. He's their catcher, Jonathan Morales. He leads things off, and the pitch from Rodriguez is taken for a called strike, going one. Now the 0-1 coming. And it's called a strike on the outside edge. 0-2 to Morales. Now a swing and a chopper to third, and Shiner tried to short hop it. It deflected off his glove and trickled into left field, and Morales reaches first base. And we'll see how they score that one. Could go either way. Shiner had to range to his left, tried to pick it on a short hop. Couldn't field it cleanly. It tipped off his glove and rolled past McCoy and into left field, and they have decided to give a base hit to Morales. So he has an infield single to, well, it went through into the outfield, a single to left to start the bottom of the second. Pitch to Boone, grounded to third, past a diving Shiner and into the left field corner. Long run for Hummel to go get the baseball. Morales, the catcher, comes to third and stops there, as a faster runner would have been able to score, but not Morales, who was still huffing and puffing from hustling to beat out what he thought was going to be an infield hit in just on the last pitch. It's a double for Trevor Boone. Runners at second and third with nobody out. This was a grounder inside the third base bag. Now the Rainiers have the infield in early in this one. And the pitch is grounded straight through the middle of the drawn-in infield and through into center field, a base hit. Scoring is Morales. Boone takes third. It's an RBI single for Daniel Cope. And it's 3-0 Albuquerque. And now runners are at the corners with no one out for Yorvis Torrealba. And you may remember his father, Yorvit Torrealba, who played in the Pacific Coast League and also the majors. This is the son, his first appearance of this series. He's only been in two games for Albuquerque this year, 0 for 5. just rejoined the team from extended spring training. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch from Rodriguez is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Rainier's back off to double play depth with runners at first and third. Rodriguez has a knack for generating double play grounders. And the 0-1 pitch from Rodriguez is high for a ball. 3-0 Albuquerque, bottom of the second inning of game two of our doubleheader. Next pitch is ball three. Correction, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Slider there from Rodriguez. Counts even, 2-2. And the next pitch is swung on and missed, strike three, and there's the first out in the bottom of the second inning. Rodriguez strikes out Yorvis Torrealba. Now the lineup turns over. Hunter Stovall will be the batter. Stovall flied to left field earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Next pitch. Swing at a foul tip. One ball, one strike. Rodriguez can get out of this with a double play grounder. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Throw a 93 mile per hour heater. And Rodriguez is out ahead of the count now. One ball, two strikes. One, two coming, and it is hit to first on one hop, picked by Valleca. He touches the bag for one, throws to McCoy, who puts the tag on Daniel Cope, sliding in for the double play, a 3-6 double play. Nicely done by Pat Valleca and Mason McCoy. And that does it for Albuquerque in the bottom of the second inning. They get one run on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the third inning. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again.
Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, it's 3-0. Isotopes lead the Red Ears. We head to the third inning of play here in game two of today's doubleheader. Cesar Hernandez leading things off, and he takes the first pitch from Josh Rogers outside for a ball, 1-0. Hernandez, switch hitter, bats right. Rogers' pitch, swung on, fouled, out of play down the first baseline. One more game left in Albuquerque after today's. There is a day game here tomorrow that begins at 12:35 Pacific time. Darren McCacken's open for a redemption start after getting roughed up in the series opener on Tuesday. Hernandez lofts one to right, and the ball's carrying, but not deep enough. Boone, the right fielder, makes the catch shy of the warning track, and one man is out in the top of the third. Now Mason McCoy will be the batter. After tomorrow's game, the Rainiers return home, and we've got our longest homestand of the year starting on Tuesday, a 12-gamer. We have two 12-game homestands this year, so this is the first of the two. Pitch to McCoy is down low for a ball. The Las Vegas Aviators, Oakland A's affiliate, coming to town for the first time this season on Tuesday. 1-0 pitch to McCoy. This is roped to left field. Back it goes and gone. Mason McCoy with his second homer of the Albuquerque trip and his fourth of the year. The Red Ears are on the board. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 1. McCoy lines one out of here to left. And the Red Ears are on the scoreboard here in game two. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe lined out to first earlier. He's 0 for 1, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Next pitch. Check swing, and Marlowe held up in time. And now a challenge has been called for by the Topes. They thought the pitch was a strike, and the umpire is proven correct. So Albuquerque loses a challenge here. They have two remaining. One ball, one strike is the count to Cade Marlowe. And the next pitch swung on and hit sharply to the right side and picked by Stovall, the second baseman, and he throws out Marlowe at first. Two away, and he doesn't have any hits to show for it, but Marlowe's hit a couple of balls harder in this game. A line out to the first baseman that was very well struck, and then this ball pretty sharply pulled to the right side, but gloved by Stovall, the second baseman. Here's Jake Shiner, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. One one coming. Down low for a ball. 2-1. Home run by McCoy was the Rainiers' 55th of the season. They're right in the middle of the pack of the PCL, fifth out of the 10 teams in homers. 2-1 pitch. Bounce to the right side, fielded by Montero. Tosses to the pitcher covering first in time for the out. Shiner is retired, and that does it for the Rainiers. One run in the top of the third on the Mason McCoy homer. It was the only hit. No one left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now, which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully, with a great insurance partner, like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7, because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Albuquerque leading the Red Ears 3-1. We go to the bottom of the third inning of game two of tonight's doubleheader. This is a 7-inning game. Jimmy Herron, Coco Montes, and Elaris Montero to bat this inning against Jose Rodriguez. And the first pitch from Rodriguez to Herron is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt there, strike two. So 0-2 the count. Jose Rodriguez immediately getting ahead in the count. Shakes off the catcher, gets the sign he wants. Now the pitch is up and away. One, two, delivery, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Herron, and Jose Rodriguez has his second strikeout, and he had some good heat on that pitch, 96 miles per hour. He can bump it up there when the time comes, when it's called for. One away for Coco Montes. Now a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Next pitch is on the outside edge for a strike, and Rodriguez out ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes on Coco Montes. Pitch is up high for a ball, 1-2. And now here's a fastball inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch down low, and it goes to a full count, 3-2. I thought Nottingham might challenge that one. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Coco Montes, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Rodriguez to start the bottom of the third inning. So two outs, no one on for Alaris Montero, who got a slider out over the plate in the first inning and launched it to left field for a two-run homer. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Next delivery. Fastball called a strike, and that evens things up. 1-1. Now a swing and a foul back, strike two. And look at this, Rodriguez has a chance to strike out the side here at the bottom of the third inning. Montero called time, stepped out for a moment. Now here we go. Rodriguez with a 1-2 pitch on its way to Montero, and it is high. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch grounded up the middle and through into center field there. Is a base hit for Montero, his second hit of the game. A chopper through the middle of the field and into center. So the inning continues for the Isotopes, and now Aaron Shunk is the batter. They lined out softly to McCoy his first time up. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Runner goes, 0-1 pitch, skied in the air to shallow center. Back is McCoy, in is Deloach. Coming in from right is Marlowe, and Deloach, the center fielder, makes the catch. And that's the final out of the inning. They get Shunk to pop up, and Albuquerque is held off the scoreboard here in the bottom of the third. No runs on a hit and one left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 1.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We move to the fourth inning of game two of our doubleheader here at Isotopes Park in Albuquerque. Albuquerque leading 3-1. Brian O'Keefe, Zach Deloach, and Cooper Hummel are due up here in the top of the fourth against the left-hander Josh Rogers. O'Keefe singled earlier. He's 1-for-1. Rogers pitch. taken outside for a ball 1-0. O'Keefe now swings and lines one over the shortstop and into left. There's another base hit for Brian O'Keefe. He's 2-for-2 today. And that brings the tying run to the plate here at the top of the fourth. Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach struck out swinging his first time up. He's 0-for-1. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Now here's one that's down in the dirt and blocked by Morales. 2-0 to Deloach. Deloach in his first AAA season. Starting both games of this doubleheader. Two-oh pitch, swing and a foul, and the count goes to 2-1. So, 2-1 now. Now toss to first and back in safely is O'Keefe. All right, here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it swung on and pulled down the right field line, and that's going to get down for a hit and roll towards the corner. O'Keefe's on his way to third. Deloach to second. O'Keefe's coming around third, takes a huge turn, and then stops and goes back. It's a double for Zach Deloach, and the Red Ears have runners at second and third with nobody out at the top of the fourth inning. So Deloach pulls a two-base hit to right field. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel singled earlier. He's 1-for-1. Well, tying runners in scoring position. No one out. Great opportunity for the Rainiers here. The pitch from Rogers to Hummel is high and away. Now the 1-0 in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. 1-2. Albuquerque won the first game 6-1, and it's the first time that Albuquerque has won back-to-back games in a month. So here's a swing and a foul tip. And the catcher, Morales, is claiming he caught it on the fly. The plate umpire, Reed Basner, says it hit the dirt first. And here comes Pedro Lopez, the manager of the Isotopes, out of the dugout. He's saying, hey, can you check with one of your umpiring partners to see what they think? And Basner is hearing him out right now, but he doesn't appear to be ready to call a meeting, and he's not going to. So the call stands. It's just a foul tip, and Hummel's still alive. 1-2. See, Albuquerque won Thursday's game and the first game of the doubleheader after yesterday's rainout, so they've won 2 in a row. They haven't done that since April 16th and 17th. 1-2 pitch. Just a hair outside, and this is being challenged by Morales, who thought that he had caught strike three, so the catcher now goes to the challenge system, and the umpire is correct, and it was indeed outside, and That's the second incorrect challenge called for by Albuquerque. So they, if they're wrong one more time, they're done with the challenge system for this game. The 2-2 pitch is in the dirt, ball three, full count. Three balls, two strikes to Hummel. Two on, no one out. And the pitch from Rogers is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. And there's the first out at the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number three for Josh Rogers. And now Pat Valeka will be the batter. Valeka struck out swinging earlier. He's 0 for 1. Reiner's looking for a big hit to tie up this ball game. The pitch from Rogers to Valeka is down low for a ball. Next pitch, swung on, hit in the air to left field. This is pretty deep. Back is Torrealba at the track. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is O'Keefe. He's coming home. He's going to score. And advancing to third base on the play is DeLoach. It is now Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 2, as Pat Valeka has a sacrifice fly. And now the tying runner is at third with two outs for Jacob Nottingham, who flied out his first time up today and is 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at third. Rogers is set. Here's his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Nottingham, and the Rainiers are done here at the top of the fourth. They do get one run on two hits. There were no errors, one left. We're halfway through game two, middle of the fourth. It is Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning at Isotopes Park. It is Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 2. Jonathan Morales, Trevor Boone, and Daniel Cope to hit here in the fourth inning against Jose Rodriguez. All three of these guys had hits against Rodriguez in the second when Albuquerque scored a run. pitch to Morales is in there for a strike, 0-1. He singled and scored to begin the bottom of the second. 0-1 pitch. In there for a strike, 0-2. We'll take a look at our Mariner Farm Report. Catching up on last night's action around the organization. 0-2 pitch is a swing and a foul tip, still 0-2. Double-A Arkansas hung 14 runs on the scoreboard last night at Wichita against the Minnesota Twins affiliate. They won. 14 was good enough for a win there. They won 14-10. 0-2 pitch is down low, 1-2. Spencer Packard had three hits with two doubles and four runs batted in for Arkansas. He was playing left field yesterday. He's hitting .323 with an .891 OPS for the Travelers. Packard, Spencer Packard. Slow bouncer to short. McCoy has it, but the catcher is running. He has time, and he throws to first and gets him, and Morales is retired. One away at the bottom of the fourth. And now Trevor Boone is the hitter. Boone doubled in the second inning. He's one for one. Also with a big game for Arkansas was Robbie Tenorowicz, who went 3-for-5 and drove in a run. He's hitting .300 on the dot with a .962 OPS for Arkansas. Pitch is a swing and a miss by Boone. There's strike one. Tenorowicz he actually lived in Tacoma this past offseason. He's not from Tacoma, but he lived in Tacoma this past winter and was working out at Driveline. Sears went up high for a ball and signed with the Mariners, and I'm sure he was hoping to get assigned to Tacoma, but he instead has been maybe the top hitter for Double-A Arkansas. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and lined towards left center. On the move is Deloach, and he hauls it in the alleyway. Nice read on that ball from Zach Deloach, and two men are out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Trevor Boone lines out to center, and now Daniel Cope is the batter. Cope had an RBI single in the second. He's one for one. We don't only report the good news. Emerson Hancock had a rough one yesterday for Arkansas. Walks. A lot of walks. Sears went in for a strike to Cope. The Mariners' first-round pick in 2020 in the starting rotation for Arkansas. He allowed six runs in two innings yesterday. Only three hits, but five walks. No strikeouts. This pitch is in for a strike. 0-2 to Cope, including yesterday's game. Hancock has walked 20 in 30 innings this year. He does have 41 strikeouts. He's also 4-1. His ERA is 5.93. 0-2 to Cope. Fouled away. Still 0-2. Last year, Hancock issued a higher number of walks than he would have liked, 41 walks in 98 innings. Just something to monitor when you're looking at the stats and box scores from the Double-A club. A pitch timer violation has been called on Jose Rodriguez. Automatic ball, 1-2. Now Rodriguez is set. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. And Deloach is under it and waiting. And he squeezes it for the out. And the inning is over. Three up, three down in the bottom of the fourth. And we head to the fifth inning of play. It's Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 2.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year.
Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom design building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
3-2 ball game. Albuquerque leads the Red Deers. We head to the fifth, and the pitch to Cesar Hernandez leading things off is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Hernandez, switch hitter, bats right against the left-hander Josh Rogers, and this pitch misses a little bit inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Red Deers were down 3-0 after two, but they've chipped away at it and made it a one-run game. Next pitch in there for a called strike. Count goes to 1-2. Rainiers spending the week at Albuquerque playing the Colorado Rockies AAA club. So the 1-2 pitch is hit well towards center field. Going back on it is Heron. Still going back. It's over his head, and it takes a bounce on the warning track. It goes over the wall. That is an automatic double for Cesar Hernandez to lead things off in the fifth. Hernandez with his seventh double of this season, and that puts the tying runner in scoring position right away for the Red Deers here at the top of the fifth inning. So Hernandez with a long one over the head of the center fielder, bounced on the warning track and went over the wall right at the 428-foot sign in right center. Here's Mason McCoy, homered earlier, and he takes a pitch on the outside edge for a called strike. McCoy homered in the third in his last at bat, pulling one to left. Now Rogers with his 0-1 pitch on its way to McCoy, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. The Mariners' two Class A teams, the Everett Aqua Sox and the Modesto Nuts, they are also both playing the Colorado Rockies affiliate in their respective leagues this week. You know, two pitches down low, 1-2. So the Mariners organization, three of the four minor league affiliates are playing Colorado Rockies affiliates this week in a bit of schedule quirkiness. Now time called. McCoy steps out. The Aqua Sox play in the Northwest League, and the Rockies affiliate there is Spokane, and Spokane beat Everett last night 10-6, even though Everett was ahead 5-2 after six innings. 1-2 pitch down and in for a ball. Hot hitter for the Mariners Everett affiliate is Tyler Locklear, who had two hits yesterday, including his ninth homer, and he drove in three. He's hitting .307, .993 OPS. Nine homers, 29 runs batted in. 2-2 pitch coming to McCoy, and he swings and taps it foul on the first base side. And then the Mariners Modesto affiliate plays in the California League, and the Rockies affiliate in that league is Fresno, the Grizzlies, and they hammered Modesto last night, 9-1. Cole Young, the Mariners' first-round pick last year out of a high school in Pennsylvania. He had two hits and scored a run for Modesto yesterday. He's hitting .270 as a 19-year-old. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. McCoy has struck out, and there's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. So that's strikeout number five for Rogers. And now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. He's hit the ball sharply twice in this game and has nothing to show for it, 0 for 2. He takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. One 0 pitch, swung on, bounced towards first. Fielding it is Montero behind the flag, throws to the pitcher covering. He's late. Marlowe beat him there. He's safe at first base, and Hernandez has moved up to third, and the right ears have runners at the quarters with one out for Jake Shiner. And Marlowe will be credited with an infield single. That was a hustle hit right there for Cade Marlowe. Montero, the first baseman, backpedaled to field that high hopper, and it left him 100% reliant on the pitcher being there to cover first base, and Marlowe beat Rogers to the bag. Well, now the pitching coach for the Topes, Chris Mihalik, is on his way out to the mound, and the whole infield is gathering on the hill for Albuquerque. And there is stirring in the Isotopes bullpen as well. Yeah, they have a right-hander warming up. So, Rogers near the end of his day. Jake Shiner, the batter, as the conference breaks up. Shiner's popped up and grounded out. He's 0 for 2 in this game. Hernandez at third, Marlowe at first. One out, Rainier's trail by a run, and the pitch to Shiner is inside for a ball, 1-0. Shiner's been very impressive in his first 2 months of AAA baseball. Let's see if he can come through in the clutch here. With the Rainier's down by a run, the 1-0 pitch is inside, ball 2. Not trying to force anything. Shiner's taking these two pitches that are inside, and he's ahead of the count, 2-0. Rogers is ready. Here we go. The 2-0 pitch is in the dirt, ball 3. Snap throw to third, and just barely back safely is Hernandez. And Aaron Shunk, the third baseman, wanted a call there from the base umpire, Anthony Perez. Didn't get it. I have a replay here. Let's take a look. Replay was inconclusive. I couldn't tell. It was very close. Three-0 pitch coming. There's a strike. Inside edge and at the knees, and the count goes to 3-1. So three balls, one strike to Shiner. Rogers pitch. Inside, ball 4. So Shiner doesn't really get anything good to hit, and he walks on 5 pitches. And now the bases are loaded with one out for Brian O'Keefe. And if I'm Pedro Lopez, I'm going to go get Rogers, and Lopez is indeed thinking the same thing. The manager of the Isotopes is on his way out to the mound. He's going to bring in the right-hander from the bullpen to face O'Keefe. And the reason I was going to say that it's time to get him out. O'Keefe's 2 for 2 in this game against the lefty Rogers, both line drive singles. So Albuquerque is right to bring in someone else to pitch to him here. We'll take a break with the bases loaded and one out at the top of the fifth. Our score, Albuquerque 3, Tacoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
It's the top of the fifth inning. Albuquerque leads the Red Ears 3-2. Red Ears have loaded the bases with one out, and they've got Brian O'Keefe, their cleanup hitter, up. Albuquerque's gone to the bullpen and brought in Riley Pint, just sent back down after making his major league debut for Colorado. Here's his pitch to O'Keefe, and it's outside for a ball, 1-0. Pint, a former first-round draft pick in 2016, who actually quit baseball for a couple of years and came back in 2021. Now the 1-0 pitch is up high for a ball, 2-0. And Pint, known for a hard fastball. Here's the 2-0 on its way to O'Keefe. Swung on and lined past the diving shortstop Montez and into left center, a base hit. Hernandez scores the tying run. Here comes Marlowe. He gives the Red Ears the lead. Going to third is Shiner, and O'Keefe ends up at second base with a little extra hustle. And the Red Ears have their first lead of this doubleheader. It is Tacoma 4, Albuquerque 3. A hard one-hopper past the shortstop Montez, who laid out to his left in a dive, came up just short. The ball went into the gap. The center fielder, Heron, running over to cut it off. And O'Keefe able to get a two-run double, and now the infield's in with Deloach at the plate, and the pitch is up and away for a ball. Brian O'Keefe is 3-for-3 in this game. And he now has 27 runs batted in this year. Next pitch is outside for a ball to Deloach. 2-0 the count. Deloach is 1-for-2 with a double. Infield in. Shiner at third. O'Keefe at second with one out. And the pitch swung on, grounded through the left side and into left field. A base hit. Shiner scores. O'Keefe has to stop at third. It's an opposite field ground ball single for Zach Deloach, and the Red Ears now lead 5-3. They're starting to string together some hits here in the fifth. Three runs are in. There's still only one out. Runners at the corners for Cooper Hummel. The Red Ears dugout, the guys in there look energetic. It's almost like they're relieved to finally get some runs up on the board here in Albuquerque. It hasn't been easy. Here's the pitch now to Hummel, and he hits one in the air down the left field line and moving towards the corner into foul ground is Torrey Alba, and he caught it, but tagging at third and scoring is O'Keefe. And that's a sacrifice fly for Hummel, and it is 6-3. Torrey Alba went running into the left field corner and out of my line of sight, and I don't know if it was officially a fair or foul ball, but it's a sack fly no matter what. O'Keefe scores, and the Red Ears are up 6-3. It's a four-run rally, and now a throw to first to keep Deloach close. Pat Valleca, the hitter. He's 0-for-1 with a sack fly of his own and an RBI. That came just last inning. And he takes down low for a ball. Next pitch, outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Valleca. Now the 2-0. Down low, ball three. And there's ball four outside. A four-pitch walk drawn by Valleca. Deloach takes second. Two on, two out for Nottingham. And now Chris Mahalik, the pitching coach, is going to go talk to Riley Pint, as he has not been able to stop this Rainiers rally yet. And this conference does not involve the whole infield. This is just the pitcher, the catcher, or the pitching coach. Jacob Nottingham, who's coming to the plate here, will be the ninth Rainiers hitter to bat here in the top of the fifth inning. It all started with Cesar Hernandez's long double to right center that bounced over the fence. All right, two on, two out for Nottingham, who stands in, and Pint's pitch is up and in. There's ball one. Pint, fourth player chosen in the 2016 draft. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Well, this one's been challenged, so we'll see. Challenged by Morales, who's 0 for 2. Well, he got this one right. And it is indeed a strike, so it is strike one to Nottingham. Now the 0-1 swung on and hit in the air to left field. And Torrealba lines it up, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But a great inning for the Red Ears. They needed this. They sent nine batters to the plate, and they score four runs, and they do it with four hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning of a seven-inning game. It's Tacoma 5, Albuquerque 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Well, We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Isotopes Park in Albuquerque. The Red Ears with the lead, 6-3, after they just scored four runs at the top of the fifth inning. And now Taylor Williams comes in from the bullpen to work the bottom of the fifth. He'll face your Vistori Alba to start things off, right-hand batter. And the pitch from Williams is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Right here, starter Jose Rodriguez went four innings, allowed five hits, three runs all earned, walked one, struck out three, only 62 pitches. Next pitch in there for a strike to Torrealba. Rodriguez finished strongly. He allowed all three runs over the first two innings, and then he pitched scoreless ball with relative ease in the third and fourth. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying down the third baseline. And the manager of the Isotopes, Pedro Lopez, who also coaches third base, he had to step out of the way of that flying weapon. One ball, two strikes. Everyone has to wait for Torrealba to go put some stickum on the handle of his bat, some pine tar on there, so he doesn't lose the handle again, and he's just now getting back to the batter's box. All right, here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. Rainier's used only one relief pitcher in the first game of the doubleheader. That was Rob Kaminsky. He tossed two nice scoreless innings. 1-2 pitch fouled away. So Kaminsky is the only guy not available in the bullpen in this game. One ball, two strikes to Torrealba. And the pitch is a swing and a foul off the left foot of Torrealba. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 coming once again. Outside, Torrealba watches this one go, and the count's even, two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is swung on and hit sharply to the right side, but it's flagged down by Cesar Hernandez, and he throws out Torrealba at first. One man's gone at the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Hunter Stovall will be the batter. Stovall 0-for-2 in the leadoff spot for Albuquerque in this game. Hey, the Mariners won today. They beat the Braves 7-3. They had Logan Gilbert on the mound today, and Matt Olson hit a two-run homer in the first, and the Mariners were down right away. Here's a swing at the first pitch by Stovall, and he hits a one-hopper to Shiner at third, who knows what to do with that. And he throws out Stovall at first. And just like that, two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth, and now Jimmy Herron will be the bat. M's were down 2-0 going to the fourth, but then the offense started rolling, and they scored three runs in the fourth, added two more in the fifth, and then got two in the seventh. Eugenio Suarez hit a two-run homer along the way there, his fifth of the year. Now the pitch to Herron is up and in for a ball. JP had two hits, drove in a run, also walked. Kalnick had two hits, scored two runs. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1 on Jimmy Herron. Now there's a swing and a miss. 1-2. So the Mariners are now 22-23 on the year. The 1-2 is outside. They're 4-4 on this 9-game road trip. They could actually finish with a winning record on the road trip with a win tomorrow in Atlanta. Two to Heron. Grounded left side, and Shiner fields it on a hop, fires to first, in time for the out on a bang-bang play. And that's the final out at the bottom of the fifth. Shiner with a nice play on a hot shot off the bat of Jimmy Heron. And Taylor Williams sets down the side in order at the bottom of the fifth. Three up, three down on three ground ball outs. We go to the sixth. It's Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 3.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the sixth inning of game two of the doubleheader. It is Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 3. New pitcher for the Topes, left-hander Eli Lingos is in from the bullpen, and his first pitch to Cesar Hernandez is outside for a ball. Hernandez batting right-handed against the lefty Lingos. Lingos 1-0 is outside, 2-0. Eli Lingos, he's out of Arizona State, drafted by Cleveland in 2018. Claimed off waivers this winter by the Rockies. And his pitch is high to Hernandez, ball three. Lingos for Albuquerque this year has appeared in 12 games prior to this one, 0-1 with a 7.41 ERA. And he promptly walks Cesar Hernandez on four pitches. So Hernandez heads down to first base, a third walk issued by Isotopes pitchers in this game. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. And McCoy is 1-for-3 with a homer. Now the pitch bounces up to the plate and it rolls away from Morales, and taking second base on the wild pitch is Cesar Hernandez. So Hernandez now in scoring position at second base. Now Lingos with the 1-0, and it's a swing and a miss and a change. And the count goes to 1-1. Next pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. And it's in the dirt, ball three. Just taking a look here, Lingos in 17 innings prior to this game has walked eight. He just walked Hernandez on four pitches and he's behind McCoy 3-1. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes full now, 3-2. Fans doing the wave here at Isotopes Park. 3-2 pitch, swung on, bounced on a high hop up the third baseline, foul. Still a full count to McCoy. Big crowd tonight, 11,286. Big ballpark here in Albuquerque. Full count to McCoy still, 3-2 with a runner at second. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and that is strike three. McCoy is the first out of the top of the sixth inning. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Rainiers have Riley O'Brien warming up in the pen. Now the pitch to Marlowe is fouled away. Marlowe beat out that infield single last inning. And that infield hit ended up being a key in the rally, the four-run rally for the Rainiers. Pitch is inside to Marlowe, and the count's even now, 1-1. Next pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. In the big leagues today, Cardinals beat the Dodgers 6-5. Tie game in the bottom of the eighth, 3-3, and Nolan Gorman hit a three-run homer for St. Louis, who's hot. They've won 10 of the last 13. So there's a foul out of play by Marlowe. But the game has drawn a lot of attention because the Dodgers were down 6-3. They scored two runs at the top of the ninth. They had guys on base. And the final out of the game was a called strike three on a pitch that I haven't seen it yet, but from what I'm reading was nowhere near a strike. Sears a grounder to first, fielded by Montero. He takes it to the bag himself for the out. Advancing to third is Hernandez now with two outs. The Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, has already come out and said things publicly about along the lines of how it's unfortunate that someone who's not wearing a uniform ended up making a call that was the final call of the game, a called strike three on a pitch that probably wasn't. And again, just getting closer to the automated ball strike system that we're using here appearing in the majors in the next year or two, I would think, as there's a check swing strike to Shiner. As long as they don't do the challenge system. Yuck. Big, big opponent of the challenge system here. I've seen enough. 0-1 pitch, low and outside, 1-1. And we're going to be using the challenge system on the weekends for the rest of this season, and then hopefully it'll go away in the future. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and lined towards center. And there's Heron, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. No runs for Tacoma at the top of the sixth. No hits either. They left a runner stranded at third. And And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 3. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Riley O'Brien. And he'll face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters here in the bottom of the sixth inning, starting with Coco Montez. And the pitch to Montez is taken outside for a ball. Taylor Williams tossed a scoreless inning, 3 up, 3 down, all grounders in the infield. 14 pitches for Williams today. 1-0 to Montez, looped into right. That's going to get down for a soft single, and he is on to get things started for Albuquerque in the bottom of the sixth. Coco Montez with a soft single to right. And now Ellaris Montero is the batter. This is O'Brien's 14th appearance for the Red Ears, 1-2 with a 1.10 ERA. Well, dangerous hitter here in Montero, who has singled and homered so far. And the pitch is outside and off Nottingham's gear, and it bounces away. And taking second on the wild pitch is Montez. It bounced and then hit Nottingham's shin guard, I believe. So the runner is now in scoring position at second. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now a swing and a foul tip at the plate. 2-1 the count. O'Brien's 2-1, fastball outside, ball 3. Nottingham looked like he was thinking about challenging that one, but ultimately decided not to. Three-one pitch coming to Montero, and it's outside, ball 4, and Albuquerque has two men on, so they have the tying run coming to the plate in the form of Aaron Shunk. Mentioned that the Mariners won today. The AL West leading Texas Rangers also won today, as the Rangers pitching coach Jairo Cuevas is visiting the mound now. Texas beat Colorado 11-5. Corey Seager just recently activated from the injured list, and he had 3 hits, including a 2-run homer today. Rangers getting 15 hits, and that was a home game against the Iraqis. They're getting a good season from a former isotope in Jonathan Gray, the former Rocky starting pitcher, who actually beat his former team, the Rockies, today. He's now 4-1 with a 3.02 ERA. Texas is 11 games over 500. All right, here we go. Two on, no one out. Shunk at the plate, and O'Brien's pitch is swung on and bounced towards second. Hernandez has it. He's going to throw to first for the out, and they've got Montero tied up in a rundown and now tag him out for a double play with the runner Montez ending up at third base. Hernandez fielded it in the base path in front of Montero. Montero stopped running and just stood there. So Hernandez threw to first to get the batter out, take care of that. And then they proceeded to get Montero in a rundown, and eventually it was McCoy who tagged him out. 4-3-6 on the double play. Runner at third, two outs for Jonathan Morales, and the tying run is no longer at the plate. And Morales swings and fouls one off. There's strike one. Astros beat the A's 3-2. Yordan Alvarez with a go-ahead homer in the eighth inning, as he does. 0-1 pitch to Morales outside for a ball, 1-1. So Houston is two games behind Texas in the West. The Angels are playing a night game tonight. They're two games over 500 at 24-22. 1-1 to Morales is outside. Twins lead the Angels 3-0 in this second inning. Runner at third, two outs, two balls, one strike to Morales. And O'Brien with his pitch. Fastball outside, ball three. Now the 3-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside edge, and the count is full, 3-2. Three-two pitch coming. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Morales, and that does it for the Isotopes at the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit, one runner left. We go to the seventh and final scheduled inning. Our score is Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 3.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Oh. Well, we go to the seventh and final scheduled inning here of today's double dip. New pitcher for Albuquerque at the top of the seventh. Rainiers lead the game 6-3. Tommy Doyle is in from the pen to face Brian O'Keefe. 28-year-old righty, tall guy, 6'6", and he throws a first pitch strike to O'Keefe, 0-1. O'Keefe's having a game. He's 3-for-3 with two singles and a double. He's hot tonight. He's driven in a couple of runs, and he thinks he's going to win a challenge. He just challenged the first pitch, and he was wrong. It was indeed a strike. So the Rainiers have now been wrong on two challenges in this game, and if they're wrong on another, they will be out of challenges. 0-1 pitch to O'Keefe is low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch coming from Doyle, and it's up and in. Doyle's in his eighth appearance. He's allowed only two earned runs in 9 2/3 innings for a sparkling 1.86 ERA. And he's picked up a couple of wins out of the bullpen for the Isotopes. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And the count's even now, 2-2. Now the pitch, swung on, hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Torrealba's back at the track, and he makes the catch at the warning track. And that is the first out at the top of the seventh inning. O'Keefe gave it a ride to left, but it's caught. Now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach, 2-for-3, single and a double, RBI. Takes the first pitch for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Pitch swung on, grounded to second base. That's fielded by Stovall, who throws out DeLoach, and two men are gone in the top of the seventh inning for Cooper Hummel. Matt Festa is throwing in the Rainiers bullpen. Looks like John Russell's going to go to him as the closer tonight. Rainiers trying to win game two and salvage a split of the proceedings. Here's a pitch to Hummel, and it's outside for a ball. If the Rainiers can hang on and win this game, they'll be able to play for a series split tomorrow with a win. Last game of the series tomorrow at 12:35 Pacific as Hummel swings and misses. Next pitch is lowered away for a ball. 2-1. Two-one delivery. Swung on, tapped towards third. Charged and fielded by Shunk, and he throws to first in the dirt, and it's nicely picked by Montero for the final out in the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. The Rainiers go in order. Well, we'll have to see if a three-run lead is big enough on the road here in Albuquerque. We go to the bottom of the seventh and final inning of today's doubleheader with the score, Tacoma 6, Albuquerque 3.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure.
The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the bottom of the seventh inning of a seven-inning game, and the Raiders lead Albuquerque 6-3, so three outs away from victory, and they're hoping that Matt Festa can finish him off. Festa's been the Raiders' closer this year since coming down from Seattle. 6-for-6 in save opportunities. This is his 14th appearance overall. He has no record at a 0.56 ERA. Festa on to face Trevor Boone to start things off. Boone's 1-for-2 with a double. Festa's pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Daniel Cope and Yorvis Torrealba also due up this inning for the Isotopes, who do have good hitters on the bench who are being rested in this game after playing in the opener of the doubleheader. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Most notably, their top hitter, Nolan Jones, their only left-handed hitter, too. And he's swinging a bat at the front of the in the dugout right now for Albuquerque and has his helmet on. No balls, two strikes, the count to Boone. And Festa comes set. And here's the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches and down goes Boone, and one man is out. It's important for the Raiders, with the threat of Jones, to not let Albuquerque bring the tying run to the plate, because Jones will end up hitting, and he's got some serious pop. Here's Daniel Cope. He's 1-for-2 with a single and an RBI back in the second, another right-handed hitter. Festa is set, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. So one ball, no strikes to Cope. Festa's pitch swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Moving over is Marlowe, the right fielder. He's there to make the catch, and two men are out in the seventh. And Torrealba is going to hit for himself. So he heads to the plate. Raiders are an out away from victory. Torrealba is 0-for-2 in this game, his first game since April 16th. He's been in extended spring training. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Owen won the count. And Festa's next delivery is fouled away. Strike two. The Red Ears are a strike away from a victory. And a strike away from getting a split of this doubleheader in Albuquerque. In a game that they were trailing early, too. It was 3-0. After two, and it was 3-2 after four. The Red Ears had a big rally in the fifth, scored four runs. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Matt Festa's ready. Here's his pitch, and it is to the backstop. That's a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now this one swung on, hit in the air to left field, shallow, long run for Hummel coming in towards the line. He gets there and makes the catch on the move for the final out of the game. And that does it. The Tacoma Raiders get the doubleheader split by winning game two by a final score of 6-3. Matt Festa nails down his league-leading seventh save. And Tacoma improves to 20-24 on the year. They're 2-3 in this series here in Albuquerque, and they'll try to get a split with a win tomorrow. Tomorrow's game starts at 12:35 Pacific with Darren McCacken on the mound. We'll recap game two of the doubleheader and take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, the Red Ears get a doubleheader split, winning game two here in Albuquerque, 6-3, and the fireworks show has begun here at Isotopes Park. Let's can that. We can do that here. All right. Red Ears win at 6-3 after falling behind early. Tacoma had Jose Rodriguez on the mound, and in the first inning with two outs, he walked Coco Montez, and then Elaris Montero roped a two-run homer to left field, got a hanging slider out over the plate, and he launched it to left for his 10th homer in just 22 games for Albuquerque, and they were up 2-0. They tacked on another run in the second inning when Jonathan Morales hit a leadoff single. Trevor Boone doubled to the left field corner, and then Daniel Cope singled to center, bringing in Morales and making it a 3-0 ball game. At that point, runners were at first and third with no one out. It looked like Albuquerque was poised to really open things up. They had already won the first game 6-1, and it looked like this might turn into a rough doubleheader for the Rainiers. But Rodriguez struck out Yorvis Torrealba and then got an inning-ending double play grounder from Hunter Stovall, kept it 3-0, and then he went out and put zeros out there in the third and the fourth. And the Rainiers made a little comeback. Mason McCoy hit a solo homer in the third off the Isotope starter Josh Rogers. That made it 3-1. Brian O'Keefe singled in the fourth, went to third on a double by Zach Deloach, and scored on a sac fly hit by Pat Valleca in the fourth. That made it 3-2. Then came the fifth. This was the big inning for the Rainiers. Carlos Hernandez led off with a long double to right center field, a ball that bounced on the warning track and went over the fence for an automatic double. Then with one out, Cade Marlowe turned on the Jets and beat out an infield single, putting runners at first and third. Jake Shiner walked that loaded the bases. Albuquerque brought in Riley Pint from the bullpen to face Brian O'Keefe. And O'Keefe hit a rocket past the shortstop on one hop, and it went into the gap and ended up going for a double and two runs scored. Both Hernandez and Marlowe crossed the plate, and the Rainiers had their first lead of the day. It was 4-3. Then with the infield in, Zach DeLoach steered a single through the left side, bringing in another run with the RBI single. That made it 5-3 Tacoma. And Cooper Hummel followed up with a sack fly to bring in O'Keefe, making it 6-3 Tacoma, a four-run rally in the top of the fifth. And that decided things. Taylor Williams pitched a scoreless bottom of the fifth. Riley O'Brien, a scoreless bottom of the sixth. And Matt Festa, a scoreless bottom of the seventh to get the save. Right here's win it 6-3. Final totals for Tacoma, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Albuquerque scores 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors, leaves 2 on base. The win goes to Williams. He's 1-0. The save to Festa, his 7th. And Rogers takes the loss. He's 1-3. Time of the ball game was 1 hour, 58 minutes. The attendance, 11,286. The Red Ears improved to 20-24 on the year. And Albuquerque falls to 19-25. The series and the road trip wrap up with a day game tomorrow at 12:35 Pacific time. Darren McCacken starts against an Albuquerque starting pitcher still to be determined. We'll be on the air with the pregame show tomorrow starting at 12:25. Rainiers win at 6-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Right here's get a doubleheader split in Albuquerque. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners win. They beat the Atlanta Braves in an interleague game at Atlanta 7-3. Logan Gilbert went 6 innings, allowed a 2-run homer in the first to Matt Olson, but then nothing else. And ended up striking out 9 and getting his 2nd win of the year because the offense came alive. Mariners had 9 hits. Eugenio Suarez leading the way, including a homer. He drove in 3. And the Mariners pick up a 7-3 win at Atlanta. They're going to try to win the series against the first-place Braves in the finale tomorrow. Other finals in the interleague games today. Full slate going on today, as you might expect on a Saturday. Except for in New York, where they couldn't play, the Cleveland Guardians and New York Mets postponed, rained out. They're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. Nationals beat Detroit 5-2. Lane Thomas with a go-ahead 2-run single in the 5th. Texas had a big game from Corey Seager, 3 hits, including a 2-run homer, and the Rangers beat Colorado 11-5. New York and Cincinnati went to the 10th, tied 4-4, and the Yankees scored 3 runs. Aaron Judge had 4 hits, including the go-ahead RBI in the top of the 10th. They win it 7-4. Tampa Bay hit 3 more homers and beat Milwaukee 8-4. Today, Harold Ramirez, Yandy Diaz, and Christian Betancourt all went deep. Tampa leads the majors with 90 home runs this year. And one interleague game is going on right now. The Red Sox lead the Padres 4-1 in the 4th inning in San Diego. American League Finals, White Sox beat the Royals 5-1 behind Lucas Giolito. Jake Berger hit a 3-run double. Baltimore edged Toronto in 10 innings, 6-5. Ryan O'Hearn was 3-for-5 with a homer and 4 runs batted in for Baltimore. Houston has Yordan Alvarez, which is always a good thing in a close game. He had a tie-breaking homer in the 8th inning for Houston, and they beat Oakland 3-2 was the final. And Minnesota and the Angels are in the 4th inning. Twins leading 4-0 at Anaheim. A couple of National League-only games. Arizona beat Pittsburgh 4-3, as Pavin Smith hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the seventh. Phillies blasted the Cubbies 12-3. Aaron Nola struck out 10 over 7 innings, and Kyle Schwarber hit a grand slam. Miami edged the Giants 1-0 in San Francisco. Braxton Garrett and three relievers combining on a three-hit shutout. And the Cardinals beat the Dodgers 6-5. It was 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Nolan Gorman hit a three-run homer, and they ended up needing all those runs, only one by one. The Cardinals have won 10 of their last 13. That's the Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Albuquerque, the Red Ears split a doubleheader. We'll be back with more after this.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Fireworks show still going here in Albuquerque. This is a long one for a non-4th of July fireworks show in the Pacific Coast League. We had a doubleheader split. Albuquerque won the first game over Tacoma 6-1 as Denelson Lamet was terrific with the four perfect innings on the rehab assignment. And then the Rainiers win game two, 6-3. Brian O'Keefe 3-for-4 with the go-ahead two-run double in the fifth inning. And excellent, excellent relief work today from Taylor Williams, Riley O'Brien, and Matt Festa. And the Red Ears get the split. Other scores in the PCL. Did Oklahoma City win again? We don't know yet. They're in the 11th inning against Sugarland. Sugarland scored in the top of the 11th. They lead 4-3. They're going to the bottom of the 11th inning in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City has a 10-game winning streak on the line there. Vegas beat Salt Lake 4-3. Round Rock knocked off El Paso 6-5. And Reno did terrible things to Sacramento 17-3. The Rainiers are back at it tomorrow, 12:35 p.m. first pitch. We'll start the pregame show at 12:25. Darren McCacken on the mound for the Rainiers. We do not know who is going to start for Albuquerque. And that is tomorrow, last game of the road trip. Rainiers are back home for a long homestand, a 12-gamer. Starting on Tuesday. Tacoma splits the doubleheader. Albuquerque wins the opener 6-1. Rainiers take game two 6-3. This is Mike Curto saying good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon. See you then.